Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West and Earth O'Jallo. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West,
All righty, Steve, this is the second hour of Point West. Here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go, the world's greatest radio, and you are now in touch with Point West, and I am the host of it, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. If you would like to call in, and we did have a few, but I don't know what happened, but you can do that by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Okay, let me read this statement by Talktainment Radio. The TalkTainmentRadio.com thanks Mr. Neely Fuller, who has graced our broadcast for nearly a decade overall. We have worked with Mr. Fuller since 1975 and have, and have been on the front line in supporting and promoting the compensatory code. Mr. Fuller is the one that helped us to understand white supremacy racism through the compensatory concept. We wish Mr. Fuller the best in his new endeavors. We will continue to support the ideas associated with the compensatory concept and will promote it as a major instrument for the implementation of justice and the elimination of racism. The compensatory concept is the gold standard for countering white supremacy system racism. We will continue to play past programs on our podcast and regular broadcast schedule as we move forward in our struggle for justice. We will realize that there are many our growing number of people working in the vineyard to eliminate white supremacy. Our intent is to provide a platform for their ideas and voices to be heard. Most of all, we thank you for all your great support and ask that you stay with TalkTainmentRadio.com as we grow even stronger. And this morning, we have Dr. Randy Short on the line, who has graced us in the first hour, and he is here to answer questions and statements that I have looked up, and he has corrected me because I'm still learning also on these various topics. If you have a topic that you'd like to discuss with him, be sure to call in or Gmail me, and I will read that statement. Brother Short, you have any information about the pharmaceutical industry, in particular fluoride? I know when we were coming up, we were told, you know, to go ahead and brush with fluoride being in the toothpaste and all other kind of thing. Do you have any information on that? Is that good for us? Is that bad for us? What?
Well, I mean, fluoride is toxic. It's bad for you. We'd be better off with almost as little as possible. Even trace amounts are very dangerous, and it's particularly dangerous to black people. It's more dangerous to us than any other people. And it's one of the reasons that black people are having major problems with kidney failure, renal failure.
Because of fluoride?
Absolutely. It's deadly to people who are on dialysis, absolutely. fluoride, they know that fluoride kills black people and causes bone problems and other things, bone poisoning, and they're very familiar with it. And they continue to keep it in the water because it's very dangerous to blacks in particular as well. Fluoride, as a element, it bonds to lead and aluminum. So, and black people absorb it through our alleles at twice the rate of whites, meaning that if you have lead pipes and you have fluoridated water, the fluoride pulls the lead out of the pipes and it combines with it, which means that you're being doubly dosed with lead or aluminum or manganese.
Wow.
If you're black. And so, yep. And I'd say, I know I have fluoridosis. Fluoride poisoning is common for a significant number of black people. You can see white spots in your teeth. That's fluoride poisoning.
Mm. What can we do as black folk to counter that that type of action? You know, we have to brush our teeth. Do we use, what is that, baking soda, for example? Would that be good?
That's what I use. I have a tube of toothpaste outside my room. I may use that to kill some insects, but I wouldn't brush with it. But that's only partial.
Okay.
Black folk, again, need to stop being trifling. Okay, anybody can go online and look this stuff up. It's mm-hmm. really sad. What's needed is that folks need to demand that the cities stop putting fluoride silicate in the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for teeth. And if you know where to get the fluoride from, which is really nasty, a lot of the fluoride comes from China out of their smokestacks.
Mm-hmm. And replace it with what?
Well, you know what you need to replace it with.
Okay.
What does it need to be replaced with? Who said it had to be replaced by anything?
Well, I'm under the assumption that if you remove something from something, then what do you replace it with? I mean, yeah, you know, well, something to fight, for example, tooth decay.
That's a false assumption. You were told it fights tooth decay. Fluoride is naturally occurring. It's going to be trace amounts in the water.
Okay.
But in reality, my friend, wouldn't it make more sense for us to have access to dentists and more dental care than to poison people?
Yes, it would. Mm-hmm.
So I don't buy that. That's just complete bunk.
Okay.
And so we'll mass poison people instead of allowing people to see a dentist four or five times a year.
Okay. Now, with that being said, do you feel that the food supply that we eat, or the foods that we consume, do you feel that it is contaminated with all these different types of chemicals?
Sure it is. And there's solutions to particular the fertilizers and other things that we use. But again, by the way, phosphates, which are really dangerous, and what happens with the phosphates is that you can't store it anywhere. It's dangerous. It gets into the water table,
mm-hmm.
and it poisons the groundwater.
Hmm. Okay.
But what I would recommend, there's a solution to phosphates, which are fertilizers. The your body urine, the pee that you're going to do today, when you urinate, urine could be used, and they could replace phosphorus with people collecting their own pee and selling it. In ancient Rome, urine was a commodity of the state. You had to pay a tax on pee. They used that for bleach
mm-hmm.
and for other things. So urine has a lot of wonderful uses. And I garden. It's wonderful for many things.
Okay. I'm going. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It does not destroy anything. On top of that, human urine could be used to make certain sorts sorts of hydrogen compounds that you could use as a fuel.
Okay.
So one of the very first streetcars that they had in San Francisco were powered by ammonia. I don't know if ammonia was derived from urine or if they were making industrial ammonia. I don't think they were.
Okay.
So there are many things that could be done.
I am going to agree with you on that, my brother. I remember as a kid, and I have some people in here that probably remember this, but and maybe you do also, but the mothers, the old black mothers, used to use baby urine to wipe the baby's face to prevent bacteria and so forth to gather on the children's face, and the children's skin was smooth. Do you remember that, or have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of that for acne. I've heard of it for other things. I'll do one better. A lot of folks talk about the black soldiers that served in the First World War. A lot of people don't know when people were using poison gas and the people didn't have gas masks, these guys would urinate on a handkerchief and hold it over their face and would survive poison gas. There's
wow.
A lot. We waste so much in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We waste so much. A lot of people love Japanese this and that, and they love Korean this and that, and they like all kinds of stuff, and they fail to understand that the people all over the world have used human waste for fertilizer for thousands of years. But once we get all into the white Western man's way and his science, well, all of a sudden now we need to take the waste that we used to use to put back into nature, and you put it into the rivers and streams, and you kill the fish, and you kill everything, and instead you could have used it for something else.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We could literally put thousands of people, millions of people to work, collecting and using human waste farming across the country. You could be a returning citizen or college dropout, I guess you could handle.
Uh-huh.
But to process that and to make things, use things out of it. Do you know, maybe 40 years ago, and it offended people because of how people are, someone had a thing called Chemifix, and what Chemifix was treated human waste that was made into building materials.
Okay.
And they were making bricks and all out of stuff.
Yes.
But because the people's stigmatization, well, if it's human waste, whatever, it's trash.
Okay. Brother Short, I have a caller for you. Caller, excuse me, Brother Short. Caller, go ahead with your question, please.
Hey, good day. This is John, and I'm just so excited to hear Dr. Short on Talktainment Radio. And I've heard him with Judge Joe Brown before, and I know that he is like a Washington insider in a way. And we just came out of the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. Can he give us an analysis about what we're really seeing? Who is Pete Buttigieg, will Joe Biden have a chance of really winning and moving into South Carolina and attracting black votes? What are we looking at, and what should we be looking for as black people?
Okay, go ahead, Dr. Short.
Oh, this is fun. Well, you know, Iowa, they deliberately set this up long ago to put all of the early primaries in places that were almost overwhelmingly white as a way to blow off any interests our people might have. We already know that. We know that Joe Biden, I mean, I'm sorry, dude, he's tired. He looks like Dracula with male pattern balding.
Mm.
Lost the secretion formula. He's just out of it. Joe Biden is a racist, vicious, has been. And he needs to just go ahead and drop out the race and look after his junkie children.
Mm.
I'm just going to say that. So I was glad he got beat. I knew Buttigieg, that's what I call him, would win. Buttigieg is being helped by Obama and by the billionaire people who support the LGBTQ movement. So Buttigieg is going to do a lot better than what people ever expected. They want a openly gay president if they can get it, okay? They don't want a white woman. Speaking of that, Rocket Man, Elizabeth Warren, Elizabeth Warren, as I call it, Rocket Man. She's not doing. She bombed in New Hampshire. She had a chance in 2016, although both Hillary and her together, two ugly white women running for president would be too much for the eyes. So I guess she didn't run last time, but that's when she should have run. yeah. So I don't expect much from her. Black people don't like her. She's done nothing. And me being part Native American, I completely despise her. I've never gotten $500,000 off of anything, and neither have any of us who are descendants of Indians and Africans. So she's going to get punished in South Carolina. And she did poorly. You know, Massachusetts is right next to Vermont.
Right.
It's not that far away.
Not that far away,
no,
yes.
I'm sorry. It's right next to New Hampshire. I'm sorry. There's no reason that she didn't do better other than she has no message. She's confusing, and she's not a good-looking lady. At least women can, you know, they can, what's it, shake that moneymaker? Well, her moneymaker has a hole in it, and not where you think the hole is. So she's no good. Clan Butcher is about to get embarrassed on Super Tuesday, and I think Clan Butcher will get embarrassed in Nevada. Clan Butcher has dogged black people in Minnesota. You know, Cloud Butcher, but I like Clan Butcher. She's dogged black people. She's got no endorsements with the exception of maybe one or two low-level people in Minnesota. So she can't even get black people in her state.
You're talking about Amy Klobuchar, whatever her name is.
And I call her Clan Butcher.
Oh, you call her Clan Butcher. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, everyone has a name.
Yes.
Tulsi Gabbard, I don't know why she's running. Yin and Yang is out. He should have known it. Come on. Nobody wants. With this coronavirus, I wouldn't want to run for president as a Chinese person.
Yes.
I mean, so he should have dropped out once they got the news, because I know people would be afraid to have him shake their hand with the idea that Chinese people have a disease. So he's out. He got out good in time. So you got Bernie Sanders. You got Bernie Sanders, Scumberg, and you've got Biden. I think Biden is in South Carolina. He's going to get his feelings hurt. He's very lucky that they've got a lot of really slow black Southern folks who might give Obama a chance by voting for Biden. But I think that Bernie and maybe Deval Patrick may get a couple of black votes since he's a black person.
Okay.
Deval Patrick may get a break. I'm not certain because a lot of people don't know who he is, but he does have money. He may pull an upset and maybe get some votes. But I think Sanders is going to do okay with some people, although they're not going to want a person that comes off as communistic. Biden, he's not doing good. But the person that you have to worry about is Buttigieg.
Okay. All right.
Buttigieg gets young people and some white folks, and if the black vote is broken up, Buttigieg can pull an upset.
Okay. All right. Thank you, caller. Very, very good call. Let me do this here. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's two that I'm going to share with you. All in Our Family with S. Yolanda Robinson and Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby Trent and Rita Arnold. Now, on the All in Our Family, Miss S. Yolanda Robinson had a former Ohio State Buckeye, Los Angeles Laker, maybe New York Knick, Jim Clemens on the last show. And it was a very good show. As a matter of fact, I was with him on Saturday night at a basketball game. And, of course, on Talking Sports Plus, we just don't give scores. We do a lot of research about a different thing. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to ask Brother Short about after this is the coronavirus. But Trent McMurray did a beautiful job in explaining and going with the stuff under the stuff about the so-called coronavirus. But anyway, all these shows and others are exclusive to TalkTeamAtRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTeamAtRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and there is a list of the programs we carry Monday through, I want to say Monday through Friday, but actually it's Monday through Sunday. Even Ed, who's behind the glass, has a jazz show, if you like jazz. But all you have to do is just go there, click on it, and see if you like it. We call it in the radio business sampling. See if you like it. If you do, then there you go. There you go. All that from TalkTeamAtRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of this new show that we're doing, Point West. And our guest today is Dr. Randy Short. And he's just been blowing up all over the place, which I'm glad. Dr. Short, let's go into the caller had mentioned a little bit. The coronavirus, what do you know about that?
Not a whole lot, but I will say this to you. The Chinese and the Americans, because remember there was SARS maybe back in 2003.
Yes, the SARS, yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
This was 17 years ago. Who benefits from this? Because this thing is really, look at it. The United States and China were in a trade war. Okay. Who benefited from this thing getting out right now? If you look at who it's jacking up, it didn't surprise me if this came from over here. Or
right.
somebody from over there ripped off something here, took it there, and it got out of control. Okay, that happened with the Ebola, 6 years ago?
Exactly.
Okay, so people are making all of these, and it seems like it's only been Chinese people. I guess they needed this during the Korean War. I mean, I'm sorry, that's cold. But look, from what I'm getting from reading and looking at it, it's really knocked the Chinese for a loop. It hurts Iran. It hurts China. If you think about the fact that Iran was just firing rockets at America's bases in Iraq, and the United States just upped its sanctions on Iran, and China came to Iran's defense and that they're going to buy the oil. And now with China, with this situation, they've had to cut back their oil purchases. That's hurting Iran. It absolutely would fit into America's war game.
Yes.
To beat down the worst two enemies at one time.
Oh, okay.
If they did that, that's a hell of some angry white boy move. Or these Chinese. There's another theory that there's some Chinese who stole this stuff from Canada, took it back to China, and due to corruption and mismanagement, the Chinese Communist Party, they didn't want to let people know the stuff was out.
Okay.
And it got out, and it's jacking people up.
Okay.
Now, the issue is in China, you've got 35 million more men than you have women. This bacteria, or virus, I'm sorry, seems to favor killing men any time that they will have aborted 400 million Chinese. This is according to the One Child Policy documentary. I'll get you the link for that. If you'll kill 400 million babies, why not get rid of 35 million men you don't want?
Interesting. Speaking about that, two things. Number one, the gentleman that supposedly dropped the bomb on the coronavirus mysteriously died last week. It was reported by CNN, and then they showed the man's picture. He mysteriously died. But the one thing I wanted to bring up to you, I don't know where you're at, but if you have a can of Lysol disinfectant, the one that kills 99% of germs and bacteria and viruses, it says on there. We were looking at that can, Dr. Short, and seven lines up from the pink area here, it's in the blue area, seven lines up, you'll see Simplex Type 2, and right next to that, it says that it kills the human coronavirus. And we thought that was odd, being that this company has been in business at least since the 1930s. And, of course, there's a 1-800 number there. And I did call that number and because I could not believe that. What I'm saying is it just makes me wonder what's really going on here. If this was on here and this kills it, and it says it on the can, it kills all these different viruses, it makes me wonder what's going on. You know, Marvin Gaye asked that question, what's going on? Les McCann sang about it. What's going on? What say you to that? Particularly, I know you may or may not have a can in your house, but what does that say about the industry or about this whole overall thing?
Well, I would just say to you that there's a lot of hype about Corona. We've had 12,000 people die from the flu in this country this year, which is what, about 12 times as many people that have died from Corona. And yet it's not news. As I said, there's a psychological war being waged against the Chinese and the Iranians because they're just screaming about corona like everybody's dropping dead from it. More people dying, as I said, from the flu. So who benefits from China being knocked down a peg? Think about it. And the coronavirus, I've seen the coronavirus on the can of Lysol before. But the issue is this an enhanced coronavirus? Okay, there is a theory I've seen where they're using HIV/AIDS medication to help people with corona. Mm-hmm. They're using Gilead, the PrEP stuff. So if you want it, you know, I call it the gay birth control pills, where if you just want to screw 100 people at the bus station in downtown Columbus, you take two of those pills, you can beg all night long, and you'll get everything but AIDS. Why is this thing so responsive to the HIV medication? And we all know about the special virus project where many people claim that AIDS was invented or developed. Okay, that's a population reduction biological weapon. The same way the Ebola that was in Africa 6 years ago was developed in the United States and released over in Kenema and Sierra Leone and in other places. These things do happen. This is not old that people do human experimentation and do things to other people's populations.
Yes.
That's old. The United States dropped anthrax and yellow fever and all kinds of stuff on the Chinese back during the Korean War. That's a fact. And so this is not new that people do these things. So I think, why do AIDS medications work for coronaviruses? Isn't it interesting that same can of spray you're talking about doesn't fight HIV 1 and 2, but it will deal with the herpes, but it doesn't do that? Why is that thing able to kill the coronavirus, but it doesn't kill the HIV virus? Or does it?
Interesting question.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but it doesn't list that there on the can.
Yeah, very interesting.
So I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't a way to make money for a pharmaceutical corporation.
There you go.
There's a company called Gilead. Gilead is the big company that's benefiting from what I call the gay birth control pills, the prophylactic pills. If you want to have, like I said, sex with a lot of people and not get AIDS, you take these pills.
Yeah, so let's talk about that on the other side of the break here because they're motioning for me to take a break. Gilead. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be here. Stay right there. We're going to have Dr. Short talk about the Gilead and when we come back.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys.
ash-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood.
Now the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of Black artists. The two new programs are open to Black and visual artists, are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists and the Amina Robinson Residency for national artists. More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. That's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
All righty, welcome back. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host on this program, Point West. And my guest today is Dr. Randy Short, and I'm just excited that he's here and giving Hello. Definition. To call in to the show, you may do so by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, @gmail.com. Before I take the caller, this is what I'd like to do. Get the caller. We definitely want to get what Brother Short was saying about Gilead. Seneca Village and All Wars or Bankers Wars are topics that we may get into. Caller, you're on with Mr. Short. Dr. Short, go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Short.
Yes. Hello. Morning.
Yes. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of your work, and I appreciate all that you do. One of the reasons why they don't have HIV, AIDS on the Lysol can like Corona, because HIV is a virus that can only live within a host, and once it hits the air, it dies anyway. So you can only contract HIV through intravenously sex or blood transfusion, needles and sex, things like that. So HIV can't live outside of the human body, so that's why it's not on the Lysol can. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, appreciate that, Dr. Short. Anything to add to that before we?
I'm just thinking, if it's in blood, I'm thinking that you can get it if it's in semen, you can get it even if that's outside the body. So it depends. Does it have to be wet or moist? I don't know. I don't understand it. So, but your semen. Okay, once it hits the air. Okay, you talk about the virus.
It can't live in the presence of oxygen.
Okay,
and
it might.
It's going to die. So it has to be incubated within a human body in some form. Like you said, blood, yeah, it can be carried through the blood.
But hold on, wait a second. Theoretically, if it can be in the blood or semen, the reason that you have asthma stuff, if it was any exposure to air, then folk wouldn't panic so much around urine and other things.
Maybe I just need to do some more research, man. But
I'm not saying that the air doesn't kill it. I'm not disagreeing with you in that sense. But if it's kept in something, do you follow what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, because if the air away from it, it has to be isolated from the air.
Yeah, but understand something. Theoretically speaking, you have HIV.
Mm-hmm.
You are playing sex games with someone, and you bust the cap in their eye from across the room. I don't think that virus is going to die if it leaves your sheath and hits that person in the eye or goes up their nose. You understand what I'm saying? Or wherever.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
No. I'm just trying to say. Therefore, clearly, when these people tell you stuff about these viruses and things, I'm not saying that they're not 99.9% right, but there are different strains of these diseases. Like, they're telling people that condoms prevent you from getting HIV, and yet... what if that's not the case? Because a pore on a rubber is much larger than a virus. Okay,
Dr. Short, actually, to tell you the truth, since you know, I've become conscious and really started doing a lot of research, man. A lot of the stuff I hear, I don't even believe it anyway. You know what I mean? Because we've been told so many lies. You know what I mean?
that's what I'm saying to you, that I wouldn't leave it, because I'll tell you, hepatitis C and a lot of these things can be spread by just touching the same surface. Now, maybe the HIV virus, just you can't do that the same way. I believe that. Provide it, but if it's something like blood or semen, where it can survive at least a couple of minutes or hours, then maybe this is why they say body fluids. And I don't know if that becomes, well, it's a vector for infection if it gets to you, if that prevents the virus from being exposed to air. Think about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of different questions you can come up with, or we can come up with, when it comes to these viruses and
I'm going to look at it.
Very interesting. Yeah,
I have a suspicion that at least something might be able to make it for at least a couple of minutes if it's inside of something. I'm going to look next question, but I could take the next question.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Dr. Short.
And thank you, caller. Thank you. Dr. Short, let's go into what we did, what you were getting ready to expound about before we went to break, to Gilead?
Gilead.
Yes.
It's real simple. Gilead is a company that makes these drugs. They just raised all their prices in December. I think they did a 25% price hike.
That's surprising.
No, they just did that in December.
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic.
And then the next month you've got the corona. And so I think Chinese are now getting stuff from Gilead. But Gilead products were, they're on the rebound because the Truvada, the first gay birth control pill, the one that everyone tells you could take this pill and you could screw all you want it. And it turned out that that pill was defective, that it caused kidney failure, internal organ failure, liver damage, bone damage. You lose your teeth. And now all these people are suing. And I mean, if you want to get some money I mean, and you've taken Truvada, then you could get that. So Gilead was had the safer product, but they deliberately poisoned. And I would call that pharmaceutical homophobia.
Ooh.
They do that. That's what I'm going to call it. Because these people develop drugs. They let the folks tell people, an anus is the same as a vagina. A man's a woman's a man. And they tell these people this stuff and let them go out there and live promiscuous spa lifestyles. And they develop drugs. They wait for the people to get a new disease. Remember back in the 60s, you had a new dance every week?
Yes.
It's like certain sex subcultures keep coming up with new infections and diseases.
So are they encouraging anus action?
It's not all of it. These people have been making large amounts of money off of experimenting on sexual promiscuity in particular, and gay people are a moneymaker for the pharmaceutical people. So because when you get sick and they get money, these rich white dudes in particular, I mean, you've got a person that needs, what, for certain AIDS medications, $25,000, $30,000 a year. That's a great customer to have.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So you get these people and tell them, there's no problem. Just be free, be you. Yes, you're a woman, and it's okay. Go out and get as much as you want, and this is a free country. And they laugh at these people, and they catch these dreadful diseases, and then they need medication for the rest of their lives. And guess what? There are other things that they don't tell people, that the folks who are taking the antiretroviral drugs are dying younger, aging, having internal organ failures. They have Alzheimer's earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They have arthritis earlier. They kill them. So in a certain way, if they had gotten AIDS and died in like 19 months, 20 months, now people live longer, but they suffer. But they are big cash cows.
Cash cows. Okay, hang on there, Dr. Short. We have a caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Dr. Short.
Good morning, Dr. Short. Mr. Bobby. This is Brother Muko from Baltimore.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Short a while ago through my brother, Darren Muhammad. Dr. Short, can you speak to how these big pharmaceutical companies are trying to corner the market on holistic medicine?
I don't know if they're trying to corner the market, but what they do is prevent holistic medicines and people that do that from being competition to them through legislation. But if you follow a lot of holistic doctors, one of them was named Dr. Short. They killed him and his family.
Wow.
And they've been killing holistic doctors. Or Dr. Sebi was killed.
Yes, Dr. Sebi.
Before Dr. Sebi left for Honduras, I and another friend of mine were supposed to be working with Dr. Sebi. And we got invited to go to Honduras. We got invited to go. I didn't have the money. I'm glad I didn't go.
Absolutely. I'm glad
That's the first time I've told anybody that. But I didn't have the money to go.
Wow.
So they do not want to compete. There's a difference. The holistic things heal. The pharmaceutical people treat symptoms.
Yeah, Chris Rock said that money is in the prevention and not in the cure.
Right. Mm. Well, their money is in they are illness maintenance corporations.
Okay.
The same way that they're telling people that they have these drugs that will protect or keep people from dying from AIDS without explaining that the HIV-preventing drugs cause cancer because of the toxicity in the body.
Yes.
So if you follow me on Facebook, I always post all these people that they say are dying from cancer. Cancer. A lot of these cancers are caused by the venereal diseases, and they're no longer telling people. So folks don't know that they can get cancer from herpes. They don't know that. They just think herpes is like a rash, or that they can get cancer from taking these preventative prophylactic drugs, or when people beat AIDS but end up with all these other cancers, if you follow, they're shot.
All right.
And that's been a long thing. That long thing going on about the murder and the holistic doctor. Glad you brought that up, Dr. Short. And I do follow you on Facebook. I continue to urge everybody.
You know, I always keep putting this stuff up, judgment, and they're dying younger and younger, and they'll just tell you the person had cancer, but they'll never tell you which kind of cancer. The last time I posted was a nice looking. Honorary white-looking broad, and she had epithelial cancer, but they wouldn't explain the epithelium is either in your anus or it's in her vagina. So I'm wondering which hole. Or which hole.
Wow.
Two holes in one. But a good-looking woman, 37, gone.
Right.
Okay.
Wow, Dr. Short. Mm. Thank you for that.
Maybe. Okay. Hey, brother. Hey, brother Mukko.
Yeah.
10 minutes after the show, hit me up on the phone. I need to ask you a question and ask you about your care unit. Thank you, in Baltimore. Thank you so much for calling in, man.
No problem. Thank you both.
Okay. Okay. All righty, Dr. Short. Okay. Were you finished on the Gilead commercial? Because I did have two more questions that we may.
Yeah, I'm going to say something real fast.
Okay.
Let it go, then we can go. I always, every now and then, you see something and you have to check. The public is being lied to about these problems, about the STDs, the other things. It's causing the population in this country to not grow because people have VD. And people think they're just three or four, and they're really dozens of them. For example, the average person, when you talk about hepatitis, if they're smart, they know that they're at least three strains. So they know about hepatitis A and hepatitis B, but don't know this hepatitis D and hepatitis E. They know about herpes simplex 1 and 2, but don't know that there are about 8 or 9 major strains of herpes. I mean, that I'm aware of. And to get where they know about HPV, but they don't know that there may be 120 different strains of the HPV.
Wow. Wow.
And so it's just like some this stuff. They don't know that there are 250 million or more people with just one sexual parasite, which is Giardia. But there are others.
Yes.
I mean, so it's so much stuff out here. And they're pushing this, in particular on our young people. When you look at that tramp, Gabriel Union and Dwayne Wade, pouring their son out there, and they're trying to make our whole community get up into these crazy sexualities when our community can't afford the health disparities that we have presently. If you put this sexual promiscuity and the diseases that are with it now that can't be treated, it's a guaranteed death sentence.
Wow. Okay. Before we take the call, I have to do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host on this show, Point West. And my guest is Dr. Short, Randy Short. Wow. We got to have my brother some more. To call in, you can 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby at gmail.com. And well, I don't think I didn't have any today, so I will not read any, but that's how you can do that. Let's go to the caller. Caller, you're on with Dr. Short. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Short, just to piggyback on what you said about Dwayne Wade and him pushing his son, here's the funny thing, Dr. Short. If a woman goes to the moon, a deserted island, and gives birth to a male child, and there's no TVs, no magazines, nothing like that, she feeds him till he gets 18, then she brings him to a populated area like the United States, there's no way that that male child is going to, his first time seeing other humans, see a female and see a male, there's no way he's going to look at that male and say, you know what, I sure wouldn't mind having sex with him. How can you, here's the thing, Dr. Shar, how can you have a desire to do something that you've never seen before? That's, nobody is born sexual. Not even people are born.
Who says that boy hasn't had sex with a man? I would like for people to ask Dwayne Wade, did you let someone boink your son or did you do it?
Mm.
How did he get like this? It's time. I think I'm really angry with our community that we allow people to strut child abuse as enlightened parenting. Black men are such chumps and punks. We worship these no good athletes who are useless to us. The black men should stop going to his games until he tells his son he's a boy. The same way that we're dogging Gayle King, or as I call her, Male King, Dwayne Wade and Gabriel Union should be under constant attack from the black community. Maybe they'll move to Europe or someplace where they can be freaks like that, but don't do it in our presence. I'm glad America got talent, threw her off. I wish his basketball team would fire him. He doesn't deserve to be in pro sports. He's going to fag out his son like this. Mm. Ridiculous. We should despise this man.
Wow. Go ahead, my brother. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah. The point I was trying to make, Dr. Shard, is that sexuality is a learned behavior. You know, like I said before, nobody...
I'm agreeing with you. And I'm saying that kid learned that at home. And who taught him? Was it his mom, his birth mom, or was it his birth dad, or was it a boyfriend? Instead of telling us that he was born like that, get him some help. That includes Magic Johnson Jr. I'm wondering, Magic, what happened? I mean, what are they doing to these kids? You know, and I know of certain cultures where people screw their kids. I'm just wondering. I'm beginning to have real issues. And to me, you being a sports star doesn't mean anything. If you point your kids, you're a pedophile.
And one more thing in the same area, look at the WNBA. They had a woman who was a member of the WNBA. She said she was forced out of the WNBA because she says she said 98% of the women in the WNBA are gay. Now, here's the thing. There's 13
I hope they recruit Gayle and Oprah.
Right. But check this out, Dr. Shard. There's 13 WNBA teams. There's 13 players on each team. So you got 96% of the WNBA are African American women, and 98% of the players are gay. There's no way that all these people can be born gay. All these 100 and some of them, and these are very attractive black African American women. And what does that do to the family when you got all these beautiful black women who are sleeping with other women? I'm gonna get off there and let you comment on that.
Thank you, caller.
Well,
thank you.
To me, it's a fad, but. You know what? I'm going to blame somebody else. We have a lot of hypocrisy in our community about this issue. We tend to celebrate female homosexuality, and we criminalize male. Either it all should be criminalized, or we should just say everything is good. And so I've heard of guys who pressure their female friends to have sex with each other. Then when the women get into it, and reject the guy, they're mad.
Yeah.
Black men are going to have to start having standards. A lot of black men feel they can't get any intercourse if they demand that women be about something. Like that includes being heterosexual. Black women demand that men be straight or at least pretend that they are. Brothers will embrace female homosexuality as if, you know, that's just extra cooch. It's really trifling and ignorant. We should demand that our sisters be at their best, not at their worst.
Mm. Absolutely, Dr. Short. Wow. Mm. That is something else. Woo! You have dropped a bomb on us today. In the remaining moments that we have, I want to touch on this. I'm pretty sure you know this, but a lot of people don't know this, and I'm going to ask you about this. Have you ever heard of Seneca Village? Hello?
No, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, Seneca Village, from all the research that I've gotten, is now known. You probably know it, but you didn't. Maybe you didn't know that it was. It's Central Park. And Seneca Village.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Your thoughts.
I just heard about it the other day, and I know what you're talking about. Right. Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Well, but you know what? That's all over the country.
Yes.
That's everywhere. They have one in Baltimore. You have like black communities, black graveyards. The National Zoo in D.C. is built on top.
I was getting ready to say that. Yeah. Isn't Arlington National Cemetery, wasn't it a land that was designated for black people, and then they took that?
So it's the Pentagon. So it's or they were living there and they got ran off.
Yeah, I got ran off.
It's all about taking from our people. But then again, our folks need to understand that we're the original people here.
Yes.
Okay, if I sent you a picture of my great grandmother, which I might, my great grandmother is an Indian. But and there's a black Indian, there's such things. And we've always looked a specific way before white folk got here. This idea of who the land belongs to, and we've got these Pan-African coons who get upset if you acknowledge having any Aboriginal roots in this country. It always has to be 10,000 miles away,
yeah.
Right? There's a very stupid mindset of certain black folk who believe that you're going to eat steak and cotton candy on the moon, but yet you can't get an Italian ice across the street. I'll never understand this foolishness. This is ours, and we've been systematically driven off of this, as well as the large number, actually, a 500,000 people were brought to the United States, less than that, by Europeans. And if those folks were worked to death in so many years, how did their numbers increase so rapidly? I know they were breeding, but the other thing is, like in North Carolina, 1 in 4 of these so-called enslaved people were Indian.
Yes, yes.
Meaning that, so they've always been taking land, and they've always been taken from us. And part of ending this dispossession is, first of all, acknowledging that it's yours.
Okay.
If the only thing that's yours is thousands of miles away in Africa, then there's no sense of losing something that's taken from you.
Okay. This right here, as they're giving me the signal here, the image of the picture that they say is Christ does not look like the description in Revelation chapter 1, 13 through 15. Have you heard about that? Yeah, I found out.
Yeah, you're talking about the L'Oreal Nazi, nigga, you my slave, Jesus.
Yeah,
I never prayed to that.
Yeah, neither do I. Neither do I.
I'm so sorry for all the suckers that believe in that.
Yeah, and found out
white supremacy abuse they get
exactly, and found out that model's name was Cesare Borgia, a son of Pope Alexander VI. It just baffled me. So, no, I don't pray, in that name, Yahshua, the Messiah.
Wow. Actually, wasn't that somebody's boyfriend?
Borgia, yeah. And that's the image that is burned in our minds. Well, anyway, Dr. Short.
We like that image in our minds. Just remember 51 years ago when Ebony had Black Jesus on the cover, and the black folks went crazy. And had to follow.
Okay. All right, they're giving me the signal here. We're going to have you again, Dr. Short. Thank you so much for all your information. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We'll see ya.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be right back.
the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.